Chapter 1.
"Wake up," Cal said, nudging Doran with one hand while trying to steer the truck with the other. Doran stirred and adjusted his position against the door.
"Doran, get up and see this,"
Cal yelled as he surveyed the area.
Doran slowly pulled his tall, lanky frame upright.
He squinted, straining to see what was so urgent.
"I don't see anything," he mumbled, looking out over the barren, insipid hills.
Cal scoffed and wiped the sweat from his dark brow.
"Welcome to hell, little brother. This is our new home."
It was the fall of 1981, less than a year after President Ronald Reagan had been shot. The entire country felt confused and uncertain. But for Cal, the only thing he felt was anger about why he was on a lonely highway hundreds of miles from his home. It had been a long night's drive, and when the morning sun rose, peeling back the darkness to reveal the barren plains of eastern Utah, Cal wanted someone to confirm it wasn't all a bad dream. The two sat silently, staring out at the brick-colored dirt and unending sky of the Uinta Basin, as the old 1973 Chevy truck piled high with their belongings rolled along. Desolate red rock cliffs jutted out awkwardly, lifeless with the exception of clinging sagebrush. The air felt like an open oven, and the road shimmered from the heat. Dried-out trees dotted the land, gangly masses with rope-like branches that reached out in disarray.
"This isn't it?" asked Doran hopefully.
"If it isn't, we'd better be rounding a bend here sometime soon, because the sign back there said Fort Duchesne, 4 miles.
Doran searched the road ahead of them.
"Where's Mom?" he asked.
"Well, she's up there. She's mad at me."
"Why?"
Cal shrugged flippantly.
"We stopped about an hour ago for Rachel to pee.
You slept through it.
I asked her if she was going to try and date the Indian chief or start over with the butcher or the baker."
Doran shook his head.
"Why do you have to say things like that? Dad was no angel either."
Cal scoffed.
"Whatever. But at least he'd never bring us to Podunk, Indianville, Utah."
"Where else could she go? This was her home. Aren't you even a little curious about what this place is going to be like?"
"Look around,"
Cal said, cutting Doran off.
"This place is hell."
"What about Grandpa? Aren't you curious about the Indians?
We've been asked about them all our lives,"
said Doran, motioning to their dark skin. They were used to the questions about their origin. They were born and lived their entire lives in the crystal clean and lush foothills of the Spokane Valley. Both boys were undoubtedly not white. Most people thought Spanish or Italian. Rarely did they ask if they were Native American. Cal laughed hard.
"What are you, 5 years old? The Indians. This isn't the Old West. That's crap about Grandpa. What the hell kind of Grandpa is he? He's visited us once, and I don't think he's ever sent us a birthday card. This place is going to be horrible. That's why Mom lied about it every time we asked. It was her home. If she was proud of it, you'd think she'd tell us the truth about it."
Doran sighed. "I know Mom's pretty upset. I heard her talk to Dad on the phone. She was crying pretty hard. I've never seen her like that."
Cal shrugged, trying to act as if he weren't affected by what his younger brother said. Inside, Cal was devastated by the divorce. Not only was he taken from his father, he also felt he was losing his identity with every mile that they drove. A piece of who he was being chipped away and left alongside the interstate. He had no idea where he was going, or how he would be perceived in the strange and unfamiliar place he would soon be living.
"Do you think they might get back together?" asked Doran, wanting to talk.
"I doubt it. Even if they wanted to, it's hard with us out here and Dad back in Spokane."
Doran reached down and began to fiddle with the radio.
"Don't bother," Cal said. "There hasn't been a radio station or a sign of life anywhere for 2 hours.
The last month was a blur to Cal. The problems between his parents seemed to begin when he was injured during one of his football games. He intercepted a pass and was hit hard in the stomach,